Hey guys, this is Danny Herbeck with the Muskie 360 Canada edition. I know we've been gone for a while, but we're back. Joe, what's going on?
Let's face it, man. Nobody misses us. Nobody misses us. They're fine without us. No, man. Yeah, it's been a little bit. Feels like it hasn't been that long. At the same time, it kind of feels like it's been a while. A lot has happened. A lot, the conditions have changed a lot. We were kind of in limbo there for a while with like a late season warm kick. At least over here, the water stayed up in the mid 60s for quite a while until like about a week ago. Finally started plummeting down pretty quickly, and then especially around the angle here the last few days, temps really got down there, at least the surface temps. I think the water is gonna take a little bit to kind of equalize and for the fish to really start acting like what the water temp is that we're seeing on the surface, I guess, is kind of one way to put it. But yeah, it's
Yeah.
what do you have going on over there?
Well, I mean, since the last time we talked, I mean, honestly, I feel the same way. It feels like yesterday, but it's just, like it summer ends, fall begins, and it's just like a whole nother basic season starting over for me. Like it just, I got so busy, a lot of my, really good clients that I look forward to fish with are up, and it's just like I honestly, Joe, I have not had a day off since the last time we've talked. I've been working Saturdays, I've been working every day, and I've been grinding, and same thing here. Like we had kind of a, it got kind of tough. A lot of like not seeing many fish, but getting, a couple, two, three bites a day. So at the end of the day, you caught a couple fish, but it felt like a forever day because there just was like no action in between that. And now just in, I would say probably the last like 3, 4 days, we had some big major winds that really stirred stuff up. Kind of what we needed to do to get the, like I can honestly say I feel the lake has officially turned and we are on the uphill slide for good fall fishing. Like now I'm seeing Cisco's, in the middle of the day, 25, 30 feet where they should be for normal fall versus, just last week they were still out at like 50 and there was a lot of fish. I'm sure you saw the same thing. A lot of fish just moving because we, I mean, like we never had a steady wind out of the same direction for more than we didn't, period. And these fish were just bouncing around like crazy. And normally in the fall, you can kind of get, a bit of a trap line built up where, okay, there's some bait in this area. There's going to be fish on these spots every day. And you can kind of, start banging on the fish, and that just was not the case. Literally, there one day, gone tomorrow, with what the muskies were doing. So every day up till just the last, 3, 4 days here, it was like you were having to think on your feet and move around and, scramble every day to kind of find some fish.
Yeah, it was definitely all over the place here as well. Going back to what, like within the week of the last time we talked about, well, it was like the last couple days of September there and first couple days of October. I still was catching fish on like bucktails in the weeds. It was kind of crazy. And then, must have been like the first week of October, so about a week ago now, that was quitting, and I was still catching fish casting. I'm still even today caught fish, most fish casting, of course, but casting crankbaits on points. That was the deal for me for a while there, was seeing fish off the edge down into like a lot of fish in like 20 feet for a while, but those fish seemed to be really inactive for me. Couldn't get any of those to, couldn't trigger any of those. Or maybe a couple, but the vast majority of them were no go, and was getting good action. I'd be casting a point with some crankbaits, and we'd see fish come off the point. Then as I'd get kind of out to the tip of it or something like that, I'd spot fish on the graph underneath us, and we'd try for them, and they wouldn't go. We'd turn the boat back around, finish off the point, and we'd have one come up right away. So that was working out. Was pretty good actually through that stretch. Caught some big fish, and stayed pretty consistent there. Wasn't, like you're saying, didn't have a lot of action other than the ones we were catching, but we were having enough that things were going pretty good. And then about a week ago now, or no, just this last weekend, so just a few days ago, we had. Yeah, there was a couple days of wind this last weekend that was like insane. Like, what? So Sunday was
Sunday,
gusting.
Monday. I got blown off on Monday. We couldn't even fish. Like I was at the dock all day, just hoping and praying the dock didn't snap and my boat went blowing away. I was hoping it didn't happen, but at the same time, I was like, God, I wish it would just take everything.
Yeah, Sunday was crazy. That big south southeast, which is kind of a bad direction for the angle here. We had big waves rolling in off the big lake out there, and then the wind just whipped right around. Never slowed down. Whipped around, came out of the west on Monday, and I should have just stayed in because we got out there and we fought it, man. It was so hard to even find anything that was fishable. Until like 3:30 maybe, we finally, even getting on the backside of stuff up until that point wasn't that helpful. It was nuts. And we did see some fish when it was windy, but as soon as it started to die down and we were able to fish a little more effectively, all of a sudden we had some stuff happening. But that was a crazy day. I should have just stayed home and taken it easy that day, but and then yeah, and then yesterday was beautiful, like calm, cloudy, pretty good action throughout the day. And then today was really good for us. Today we got after it and we put a bunch of fish in the net, a couple nice ones, and we got like wind. Well, we got rain tomorrow and then Friday wind again and Saturday. And so it's kind of windy for like 5 days starting on Friday.
Oh, I'm so sick of wind. I'm so sick of the wind. That's honestly been, the major factor up here is it's been so windy. The wind is limiting to where you can fish. And when you can't get out to where you need to go, you're left scratching marginal at best stuff to fish it effectively. And I mean, you know it as well as I do. This time of year, you got to slow down and really pick stuff apart. And if you can't do that, I mean, you're just hoping and praying. So, the last, like, honestly, the last, since we talked last, it has blown every day, like, an average of 20 to 25 miles an hour, some days more. And just these last couple days with this lack of wind, it's shown like my fish catches, my sightings have gone up. I mean, just in the last 3 days here, I had a six fish day, I had a four fish day, I had a three fish day because I was able to get out where I needed to get and actually get after those fish versus tuck away and squirrel and run shorelines and fish, back in the back of the junk and hope and pray you can find some stuff. Now there was some fish up there to be had, and like there are some, fish not doing the Cisco whitefish thing. There are some fish in the backs of bays along reeds and really shallow stuff. Now, there's a lot of water between those fish that there's absolutely nothing, but it seems like when you can encounter those really super shallow fish, they're just lights out, but there's just so much of that to fish to find one. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. But, you know, to kind of go back and talk, you know, about those deeper fish that you were saying were negative, I was seeing the same thing. Like, there wasn't hardly a fish on when I was able to fish, you know, reefs or points or anything that had deep water around it or leading into it. There was not a fish on a rock for like the last 10 days. Everything was in the mud, like 21 to 26 feet. Like, you could cast up on the rock all day long, and the minute you got off that edge, one would come whistling Dixie right out of the mud after your bait. And they didn't really, once they left that, they'd get up, chase the bait, but they really didn't want to be off that mud. They'd turn around and they'd go right back down and disappear again. Like, just gone, vanish. You know, and those, it's just, it's weird how those fish, there was a lot of them there to be had, but most of them were just so, so negative. I don't know what their deal was. Maybe they're just, you know, like I said, the lake was turning. I feel like the lake has finally turned, so maybe it was just a lack of oxygen down there or what, but they definitely have changed their attitude in the last 3 days here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, the tough thing about wind this time of year is so many of the spots where you're finding multiple fish or groups of fish, it's on like that main lake stuff where you're, you know, you're not necessarily out in the open, but you're even if you were to get on the back side of an island on the leeward side, it's far enough off of shore typically that you're not getting any benefit from being on the backside of the island.
No.
So
no.
That's like so tough about it.
Well, I know the last few days what I've noticed here, you know, when I have been encountering fish, and it seems like, I don't know if you're seeing it on Lake of the Woods, but they're definitely grouping up. Like, there's very seldom is there one fish on a spot. And more times than not, about 50 yards into a run, if you don't encounter a fish, that means there's absolutely nothing there. And all of a sudden, you know, if you do encounter a fish right away, I mean, there's like today we got on one area, there was like 9 different fish in like a 100-yard stretch. But one thing that I'm paying attention to is like when I am slowing down and idling into a spot, I can almost know if there's going to be fish there or not. The minute my boat hits about 30 feet, if I don't start seeing bait, and when I idle down and slow down leading into that spot, there is not going to be a muskie there. They are so keyed on the bait, and it's like the way when everything kind of settled down the last few days here, the wind was blowing out of the west. They're still kind of using that leeward side of everything that was protected, because that west wind, I don't know how you managed to fish the other day in that, because there was 4-footers out here, 5-footers rolling around, and I don't know how you were able to get out there.
It was crazy, man. And it was, like I said, we would probably been better off like not going, because it was a struggle for the first and for the majority of the day.
Yeah, but those fish, like the bait, when you get those big blows like that, I'm sure you see it there. Everybody's like, oh, you got to fish the wind. You got to fish the wind. That's where the bait gets blown into. That's the polar opposite of what I see. Most times the bait is squirreled around the point. Yeah, where the wind was hitting that point, go around the back side of it on that leeward side. That's where all the bait is jammed up. And those fish, what I was doing is basically fishing like 2 days, 3 days ago's wind still, because we've had zero wind the last 2 days. And on that leeward side, so basically the eastern side of everything, that's where all the bait is, and that's where all the fish are still. And like, you can go on that stuff that was getting hammered by that wind and fish on, you know, the windward side of that. There's no fish there. Everything is like tucked back around. You know, wherever you can find that bait, that's where those muskies are going to be right now. It's almost like they're like guarding pods of Cisco's. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you find a pod of Cisco's and there'll be 2-3 muskies within very close proximity of it.
Oh yeah, you'll see them even just behind and underneath the bait. My favorite thing using the forward facing is like when you see one kind of babysitting a school of bait suspended, and you can see even before it happens, you can see them actually like start to like prep for the launch. They kind of tip
They
back a
get
little bit.
twitchy.
Yeah, you
They
start
get
seeing them like
twitchy.
their fins are flickering a little more, and then all of a sudden they launch into that bait. And I always just, I love that. I'm like, yeah, it's like better than seeing a follow. It's like I just and the bait all scatters, and you'll even see sometimes like scales left floating in the water afterwards, and it's just like, oh, that's so sweet. But yeah, totally, you'll see them. And I guess like not seeing. Over here, not seeing the schools of bait too many places. A lot of times, as I'm pulling into a spot, I'm stopping. I set down out from it a ways and put the trolling motor in and just kind of watch the graph as I'm coming in. And for me, it's like seeing walleyes or crappies and stuff down on bottom. When you see that, then it's like, okay, here we got some life, and we're gonna have some other fish, some muskies, or a lot of big pike lately too. And
The key word you said right there is life. You have to find the life right now because there is a lot of dead water out there. You know, very good, normal seasonal spots that hold fish all year, but they're just like, there's major void areas of life. And it's actually when you find bait or walleyes or whatever it is, it doesn't have to be much right now. It's all in, like, and once you find it, fish everything around it and pick it apart because, like, there's gonna be more than one fish in very close proximity right now, it seems like. And not that you're gonna get all of them to bite. But usually, if there's a pack of three to five, there's going to be one dumb one, you know? And it just it seems like in the way I've been fishing it too, you know, like in the fall, a lot of guys like to camp on stuff, and you know, even though they see fish around there, they like think that they can wait them out and they'll eventually bite. And I mean, honestly, once I fish a spot, I fish it thoroughly to the best I can and feel like I've worked it over and encountered every fish that's there, and then I forget about it. I move on to the next spot, look for a fresh group of fish. It seems like at least on Eagle, camping on fish does not pan out.
Oh no. Yeah, I see these guys and I know what's going on because they'll give you hope. If you're using the forward facing, you see the fish and it's just staring down your bait and you're like trying to do everything you can to get it to bite, and you're like staring at the same fish for like they must be staring, some of these must be staring at the same fish for like an hour, where it's just like, and yeah, it's giving you hope. Seems like you're basically setting your bait on its face, like it's right there looking at you, and it won't leave you alone. Like the more you drift, it just stays there with you. But like all you're doing is teaching it is this is like
Exact.
something that it's
100%.
not going to want to eat.
Very, very key point. All you're doing is educating that fish, making it harder to catch in the future. I honestly, my plan of attack is just solely a game of numbers. The more fish I can encounter a day, the more fresh fish I can encounter a day, the more fish I'm gonna catch. That's kind of what I mean, like I said, unless it's like a mega giant and I thought I had a chance of catching it the first time I saw it, very seldom do I ever return back on a spot. I would rather leave them be and try and get them tomorrow, you know, at the right time or whatever. But I found moving, running and gunning has definitely more beneficial than camping on stuff. You know, it's kind of the same program as all summer. I've been throwing a lot of the same stuff, rubber, some of the cranks have, now that the fish have returned back up on the rocks and there's some fish, in that 8 to 12 foot zone, the cranks are kind of are working again. But it's been, the burbot tube and the crosstail have been, pretty much my go-tos. I got, we're actually coming out with a new paddle tail at Savage Gear that I got some of the prototypes of that's really weighted down, really nice and heavy, heavier than any other paddle tail on the market. It's got a, an interchangeable weight system that on a normal retrieve, you can retrieve that thing in at, 8 to 12 feet down, and that's been actually moving some fish too and catching some fish. So, but yeah, mainly I would say mainly rubber's been kind of the game, and finding life. That's the major battle right now. When you find, whether it be walleyes, or ciscos or whitefish or like Lake of the Woods crappies play a factor, fish everything around there because that's where they're going to be, because you might go, 5 miles or even a mile to a different area to fish some more spots, and there won't be a living creature around.
Yeah, and a lot of spots that are typically have a lot of life on them right now, you pull up and they're just not there for whatever reason. Like I said, I think the water temps tell you one thing, but it just needs to catch up. Like things dropped, that surface temp dropped quickly. Gosh, and another thing too we've been dealing with is like mega bloom, man. It's you could take a lawnmower out there to some of these spots. It's the water's so green. It's like, and it's thick.
Still, huh?
Oh gosh, man. Like yesterday, everywhere I went was like mud. It's crazy thick. It's gumming up the reels. The boat's all dirty with like, yeah, it's brutal. And today was better. Did find some clear water today. And of course, when we got in the clear water, the fish were much, there was more fish there. The spots where we fished clear water today had, 3 to 5 fish. Well, more than that. Yeah, like five or more fish even on them. There were so many places where it's just like it's so thick, man. You can smell it. It smells like dog crap. You're coming in, it's literally, this is like brutal. But like the today, like we've been, I had good luck today throwing a bulldog around. That was what we had most of the action on today. I had been having a lot of action on crankbaits, that's Squeaky Pete, I think it's, yeah, the sneaker Squeak Pete, Squeaky Pete crankbait was pretty good. And then also like heavily weighted dive and rise that you can actually, like they'll sink down some, that Titan, you can get it to get down there. I got like some Suics with double weights on them that you can get way down there, and had some good luck on that stuff. But today was a bulldog day for sure.
Looking back at like last year, these dates, would you say we're farther behind than normal? 'Cause like right now on Eagle, I'm looking at 57, 58 degree water still. And I mean, it's the middle of October.
Yeah.
So unless something dramatically happens, because like as of right now, I'm looking out at my calendar, at Andy Myers Lodge. My last day guiding is October 26th, and I feel like that is gonna be over and done before the fishing gets good. So like one thing, what I'm actually considering is obviously I don't wanna book out into November unless I can look at a long range forecast, because you know how quick that can change. But what I want to let kind of everybody know is that there is the opportunity, if you have some freedom in your schedule, I'm sure you have some openings as well to, if we can plan something out at somewhat of a short notice. I'm not gonna say get up here and then, everything's froze and it's a total waste of time. But if we can look out at a long range thing and it's doable weather, because I honestly think November is gonna hands down, bar none, be lights out the way the lake is setting up right now. Unless, something that's not on the forecast in the long range pops up out of nowhere and it gets severely cold severely quick and, everything freezes up and winter just slams the door shut. But I feel like it's gonna be like last year I was able to fish till November 17th, and that last week from like the 10th to the 17th was some of the most insane muskie fishing I've ever experienced on Eagle Lake in my life. You have the whole lake to yourself, there's not a soul out there, and it's like those fish, once everybody leaves the lake, it's crazy how quick they dumb up. Like it's wild. And I mean, we had 9 fish days, 8 fish days, and big ones up on structure, just all artificials. And so that's one thing that anybody that does have, somewhat of a flexible schedule and is looking to get up here, I plan on keeping my boat ready on the trailer, ready to rock and roll in the November, and trying to get out there is kind of my plan, because through the camp is closing down on the 26th, but I have God, I'm brain dead, it's late at night. Like rooms for people to stay in, or accommodations and stuff like that to make it happen. So, there is the potential for some really crazy November fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Like last year, that first week in November was really awesome here. I had that day, November 9th last year. I got a really big one, and I had like a 350 day that day. But I looking at the water temps last year versus this year, we're actually now with this recent drop in temperature, water temps, we're kind of around the angle here, at least pretty close to where we were at this time last year. I know mid-October last year, around the 15th, was looking at mid 50 degree water temps, 54, 52 to 54, like in there, and that's kind of where we're at right now. So I do think it's kind of like a little behind where it was seemingly, but also, it's got to just catch up here and get things to even out, and we'll be right back. I think it's you. I have just recently here booked some days in November, at the end of the first week of November. I've got a couple days, guys coming up. So, and I'll keep, if somebody wants to come up and do it, I'll keep booking some more days. There is a point there where, once the water gets down to a certain temperature, there's not really, you're going out there for maybe like one bite a day, and it kind of seems like a lot of them are smaller bites once it gets down a certain temp. But yeah, there's some resorts at the angle here that are open right until it's too much ice to get out, and you can, I can point you towards them. And it's, yeah, there's places to stay at the angle here too. And yeah, we're looking at probably a later freeze up. I remember there was one year, probably like a little over 10 years ago, where it stayed pretty warm pretty late, but then all of a sudden it went down to like minus 20 Fahrenheit and stayed there until like March. So that, that happens too. We'll see. But I'm right now, I'm booked up till the 28th, and then I got some open days after that here and there. So if somebody wants to come up and do some late season musky fishing out of the
Hog
northwest angle,
hunting.
yeah, dude, big ones. And there's nobody better at the northwest angle. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm usually pretty humble when it comes to this stuff, but there's nobody better on the water at the angle, in the fall, and you should come get my boat and find out for yourself. So it's a good time. I love it. And I'm out there dark to dark every day until there's too much ice to get out there anymore. So,
I have I have a couple McDonald's gift cards. Could we trade a guide date for a couple McDonald's gift cards if I can get down there?
You know, I'll take anything at this point. You know, it's, yeah, just, you know, whatever you got in your pockets, even if it's not good, if it's an expired coupon, you know, I'll take it. That's fine. I can make something happen.
Oh man. All right, Joe. I'm sure I know I gotta work tomorrow. I know
Yep.
you gotta work tomorrow.
Yep. Rainy,
And it's gonna
rainy.
rain, so I better get some sleep so I can have my good attitude hat on. And yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks,
We'll touch
Danny.
base. We probably got a couple more reports in us here, and then we're gonna probably go radio silence for a little while. The plan is to kind of do a monthly report from here on out, but we'll see how that goes. You know, once you know, as I always say, once again, tracking down Joe is the wild card, the X factor of the Muskie 360 podcast. Even though I will admittedly say I did turn you down a couple days ago because I had some stuff on the go, so.
I've been turned down before, and I stay persistent. Nobody can stop me. You just
All
gotta find me to.
right, man.
Yeah. All right. Sweet, Danny. Good talk. We'll see you out there, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, but.